Welcome to the Chashuv Women of Elite and Rise. Thank you, Mrs. Berkowitz, for giving me this opportunity. At the end of this week's Sedra, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina comes down and fills the Mishkan, the goal of Binyan HaMishkan, the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I heard on a shiur last week from Rebbetzin Esther Bela Schwartz the following question. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Ha'aretz hadom raglai, ha'shamayim kisi, v'ha'aretz hadom raglai," which means the heavens are Hashem's throne, and the earth is His footstool. So you could ask the following question: a footstool is like in your bubby's house. They probably had something called an ottoman. And that's went with a chair. It's before we had recliners, we had a nice, comfortable chair with a padded ottoman. The ottoman is where you rested your feet. So the prerequisite for a chair with an ottoman is that they need to be near each other. If you have the chair in your living room and the ottoman in your garage, how in the world can they function? They're very, very, very far away. So how can we have a situation of Hashamayim Kisi, Hashem's throne is in Shamayim, Va'aretz Hadom Raglai, and the land, which is very far from Shamayim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footstool? How is that? So the Mishkan and Shabbos, which are interrelated because the malachos of the Mishkan are the malachos that are prohibited on Shabbos, give the key and the clue to answer this question. The question again is, how can you have this functioning situation when the Shamayim is Hashem's throne and the Aretz is His footstool or His ottoman, so to speak? So here is how we can resolve this difficulty. If I would go into Mrs. Berkowitz's beautiful home, and as a guest, I'm sure she'd make me feel very, very welcome. I'd be able to sit on her furniture. If I'm really Hamish, she'd be really happy if I go to her refrigerator and help myself to a drink or two. But if I would go and say, you know, Mrs. Berkowitz, I really don't like your decor here. Your walls, they just need some help. So I'm going out to Home Depot. Just you wait. I'm going out to Home Depot and I'm going to do something about the walls in your house. And I come back with some canary yellow paint and some fire engine red paint. And I proceed to paint the walls in her house. Now, Mrs. Berkowitz is a very, very nice woman and she is a very patient. But I think at this point, her patience would run thin and she would say, Rachi, that is not your tchum. This is not your house. I'm happy if you help yourself to what's in my refrigerator, but you can't go and paint my walls those hideous colors. Why not? Because it's not my house, it's her house. The lesson of the Mishkan, the lesson of Shabbos, and the answer to resolve our question is that no, the Shamayim and Aretz are not far, far, far away in a way of the living room to the garage. We have to understand that our Aretz encompasses, it belongs to Hashem. The Aretz is where Hashem lives. And we are just visitors here. That point is driven home by the halachos of Shabbos. The point is driven home by HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling in the Mishkan. So by keeping Shabbos, by keeping those halachos, we are testifying to the fact that we are not the Baalim. We are not the owners of the house. We are not the owners of the world. We simply are guests here. And this is where Hashem dwells. And we let Him in. We let the throne match up and come to the ottoman here in our homes, in our earth, in our land, by keeping Shabbos, by keeping the halachos, and as a huge testimony to the fact that this all belongs to Hashem and not to me. That being said, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Yetz Hashem next week at our Shabbos of Chizuk. It's as much a chizuk for the Rheingolds and for all the hosts as it is for the participants. And I would love to see you all there, and we can continue strengthening our bonds to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our achdus with each other, and proclaiming that the bias that we are in is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bias. Good Shabbos.